As seen in Table 1, pleuritic pain occurred in 41% of patients with no prior cardiopulmonary disease and in 44% of all patients with pulmonary embolism. The uncomplicated dyspnea syndrome occurred in 36% of patients with no prior cardiopulmonary disease and in 36% of all patients with pulmonary embolism. At Janssen, makers of Xarelto, we're creating a future where disease is a thing of the past. We're the pharmaceutical companies of Johnson & Johnson, working tirelessly to make that future a reality for patients everywhere by fighting sickness with science. Janssen, making life better, one person at a time. Getting back to antibodies, you can use them as a therapy and as prophylaxis. You can imagine a system where you're using mRNA and antibodies as a ring prophylaxis. So if we could insulate the weakest people with underlying health conditions with the prophylaxis, they would have a lot less of a problem for round two. BrioTech was in front of the curve. Now they are leading the way.
How can that be? I don't have any respiratory symptoms.
That's a misconception that I'm afraid is promoting the spread of the virus. It presents with a range of symptoms that could, but do not necessarily include respiratory issues. The following three-part PPE protocol is intended for immediate implementation. The learning objectives include three mask types, where and why, HVAC modification, self-check procedures, and affidavit. Tap the arrow to begin.